what's up? My name is Stone. You're listening to the Couch Sessions podcast at couchsessions.com, myspace.com/couchsessions. We got an exclusive interview with Camp Low lined up. They need no introduction. All I gotta say is Luchini, Black Connection, Park Joint, Cooley High. That's all I gotta say. You know them, so we don't even have to go through a bio or anything. So my boy Rome got an interview with them. Check it out. If you like this podcast and you want to hear more, check us out at www.thecouchsessions.com, feeds.feedburner.com/thecouchsessionspodcast. Put that in your iTunes or your MP3 player, RSS, and you can get this podcast downloaded to you every time we have a new show. So check it out. Without further ado, we're going to listen to the Camp Low interview with my boy Rome. Peace.
Italian designs, quicksilver could paint the canvas if needed, but should it be not? Cause everything goes according to plan.
So killing them softly, making them copy, blessing the black league, sticking with 40 thieves. Now dig it, bruh, time to conjugate all my delegates. The cocker, callable daggers from the tri-borough, and they dime, leading name Sunshine. The Lola Falanas, digging there, rocking this pocket, blow them that stat, hacking sack, highway to Holly. Fold this cashmere, satin pro, got the Somali, rose on my mind.
In France, I dance by the moon, sailing from Cancun, steaming Vegas lace, limping with some delegates that put me on. Capri scarf around my neck, little red Corvette, we got some merchandise to heist. Up in Canada, we rule.
Calling up the diamond delegates, Black Connection. For the Sunny Chiba in the suite, Black Connection. Got the Bronx, Brooklyn, and the Harlem, Black Connection. All the tri-borough got the back of Black Connection. Chicks called me up, told me Rose is dying. Why you get your sway? Need right hand for this caravan to retrieve the bread. Harlem Brook BX, catch the character that snatched the goods. Huggy Bear, put me on to the Wallona head.
I got the wire, ignored it, then poured it real slow into Keita's glass. Her radiance, radiant, smiling diamonds, Giorgio splash. The sweet is arousing, caressing Caribbean gems. The squeezing of Jezza is stimulating. Now I'm a bent blend. Symphonies left for Crystal Rock. I cop the Tiffany, she sniff her on, let her head down, and pace the balcony. I scrape the well, that I have her on the scorn for years, but back to the hawk, who pulling shice maneuvers on my camp, yeah.
I don't understand what the fuck is up with my man, he eat a bowl of hot cock, now Sunny Chiba volume 1, catch the mighty Tyrion cat, coming out the go-go bar, Harvey's over top, mop him up, Juker's monkey ass, calling up the diamond delegates, Black Connection, for the Sunny Chiba in the suite, Black Connection, got the Bronx, Brooklyn, and the Harlem, Black Connection. All the tri-borough got the back of Black Connection.
My huggy bear connect me cautious. I enter with flame and scorch you by the door. Moolah all over the floor, time to gather as much as I can. Trying not to get bland, my band is vicious. Get message to Chiba, in need of assistance right now.
Then I get the rumble on the hip, I hear the fuzz. Gotta split, get my beeps so once over. Swayed in town, bridge bound. See the sights, the eyes building double low. This is it, through the corridor, hit the floor. Time you pack it up, what you laughing at? Loose cannons, blaze my hat the way. Take a leg, enter the hallway. Vision Geechee Sway, Cooley High Cat, back to back, about to see the gates, twist the fate, ease up in the room, let the guns play.
Avoid the penoid in jeopardy with no ammo to blow, but me and my ace ain't going out, then less than zero, oh no. Now here come the crooks, parading by storm with the Lugas and all, we conquer ground as usual, low empire can never fall.
Yeah, calling up the diamond delegates, Black Connection, for the Sunny Chiba and the Sway, Black Connection, got the Bronx, Brooklyn and the Harlem, Black Connection, all the tri-borough got the back of Black Connection. Pulling up the diamond delegates for Black Connection. For the Sunny Chiba and the Sway, Black Connection. Got the Bronx, Brooklyn, and the Harlem, Black Connection. in. All the tribe, bro, got the back of Black Connection. Brother Joe Chink, be a part of Black Connection. Sonny Chi Bob, be a part of Black Connection. Cat Fat Boo, be a part of Black Connection. Man Suede, always be a part of Black Connection. And we ride on.
Suede and Chiba, what's going on, baby?
What's happening, my dude?
Oh, man, it's good, it's good. I'm glad to get in contact with you guys, man. Definitely want to, first and foremost, say thank you for giving us the opportunity.
For sure.
We know y'all some busy dudes, man, definitely on the comeback trail to making it happen this summer.
Yeah.
First and foremost, man, I just want to find out, you know, what is exactly in the plans for Camp Low coming up right now?
But in the plans right now, I mean, we got a mixtape called A Piece of the Action.
Right, Piece of the Action, okay.
Yeah.
I know the Gotcha single came out last year, and the joint was a banger. It was definitely something that, you know, D.C. showed a lot of love to. I heard it in Richmond. I heard it down in, like, the Norfolk area. And was that just to put that out just to tease the fans, or was that kind of something we should be looking forward to?
I mean, I should be looking forward to songs such as that, but that was basically for the fans, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. That joint, I mean, like, I spin myself, and I used to play that in the club, man. That joint got a lot of love, man, a good reaction from the crowd, you know what I'm saying?
Right. We want to keep them on the same page, you know, that we ain't going to leave the style that we came in on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, you know, that Uptown Saturday Night, man, that joint is a bona fide classic. Like, there's really no way to say it, man. From one all the way through the end, definitely a classic. The remixes, classics. I mean, what was, if we could just touch on this a little bit, what was y'all's mindset going into making an album such as Uptown Saturday Night?
It's a funny thing that we had, we scripted it out before we even did the album.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we knew what we wanted to rhyme over. We knew how we wanted to look. We knew how we wanted the people to inhale us. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, definitely. How did y'all get up with Ski? How did y'all make that connection with him?
Well, Ski was running with Sway.
Okay.
But Ski had, Sway knew Ski. Sway was a soloist, you know what I mean?
Right.
And Ski from Original Flavor. Ski from Original Flavor was just straight producer Suede, and then and he had lived like on the block, like we all lived in the same area.
Right.
Yeah, so push come to shove, everybody connected, and then we came up with
Nah, definitely. That joint is definitely a classic. I believe it was 96 summertime, if I can remember correctly, when the Coolie High video dropped. And
right.
That video, man, was real chill. You know, y'all was in the club with the females, and then it was just, you know, y'all two was doing the performance scene. What was that y'all's first video, or did y'all have anything prior to that?
Nah, that was the first video.
That was the first joint. Okay, and what was that about? Was that just to put that out for the fans too, and give them a little taste of what y'all was gonna be about in the future, or what was going on with that?
Like, the idea for that was just like, you know what I mean, give them an idea of what was to come. I mean, like, we was really on some mellow, cool out, soulful type music.
Right.
And then hit them with the next, I mean, the next couple of things. Because I'm pretty sure off Coolie High, they wasn't expecting Lucina to be the next song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
It was still soulful, though.
Right. I mean, oh, yeah, that joint, that joint's real laid back. That's a summertime favorite of mine. You know what I mean? Like, put the windows down and just bump that to this day. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, man. So, I mean, you know, Lucini, I definitely want to get into Lucini, but, you know, I kind of want to speak on, you know, the album as well. Y'all had some monster songs that didn't come out as singles, you know, Park Joint, man, the cup, man, I just remember the numbers, like number six.
Our biggest, I don't want to regret, but the song that we wanted to put out when Black Nostalgia came out.
Right.
was Spanish Harlem.
Yeah, oh, that's a winner. That's it right there.
We wish we had made that. It would have been better if we made that move instead of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The other song, because that's what we was really feeling. Plus, the rhyme styles were so much better than Blackness style, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely, you know, speaking on rhyme styles, y'all definitely, you know, to this day, still have a fresh, unconventional, you know, way of spitting. Is that, does that reflect from y'all's personalities, or is that something that y'all kind of came into the game like, you know what, we're gonna be different from the rest of these cats out there?
We knew we wanted to be different.
Right. I mean, you know, I think another something to credit y'all as well is Swing, you know, with the dude from Diggable Planets. You know, people know that song just from the back end of the video. You know how y'all put that out there like that. And that joint still seems to receive a lot of positive attention as well. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it just seems like people know that joint from the video. Did y'all never came out with that because you just wasn't feeling it like that? Or what was the thinking behind that?
Nah, it was, they had thought that we should drop that right behind Teeny.
Right.
Or full length, you know what I mean? But we thought, you know what I mean, seeing that it was the B-side of Luchini, it was really like no use in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it that way, so that's why it went down like that.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I can see it going either way. Now, I mean, you know, definitely, you know, Luchini was just, it still is to this day, something that a lot of rappers can, you know, set the standard to, as far as a party joint, as far as a recognition joint, as far as a joint that, I mean, when that comes on, people smile, people dance, people reminisce, people, you know what I mean? They just get taken to a whole nother place. Like, what is y'all's, you know, when that came on, what was the mindset? What was y'all thinking, going through, et cetera?
Well, when we was going through that, we was trying to keep it like, being that it feels so good, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, the beat itself was so, I don't know what to call it. I want to call it happy. But it was like, no, it was like special. So we just wanted to come with like, or I don't know, maybe Sway might be able to answer that a little bit better than me. But the idea we had was just keeping it so fresh and new and so much different from what was popping off at the time. I mean,
yeah.
As soon as cats hear it and match the vid up with it, that they can really get an idea of what Camp Lo was about.
Right.
I mean,
mm-hmm, definitely.
Because the first time, the first coolie high, we chilling, we cooling out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's us. But at the same time, we on some classic 70s type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't think that coolie high displayed that, but Chini did.
Yeah, Chini. I mean, the video put Chini in a different place too. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was in the back seat of the whip. Y'all had the fly 70s gear on. I mean, y'all definitely made it, you know, y'all made it feel what it was instead of just giving cats the basic 97 visual. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That was the plan.
Right. And, you know, speaking on Luchini as well, the remix is something that I don't think a lot of people really got to hear, even to this day. They don't get to really enjoy, because the remix is something that I think is really, really special. Could you speak on that for a minute as well?
The Chini mix, is it like a funny story about that? Because actually the beat that we rocked over on the Chini remix was supposed to be the remix of Spanish Harlem.
Okay.
With the rock in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I mean, we're going to keep getting Chini and all that and spitting Amaretta. All that is just official, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I mean, so, you know, that right there, that was 97, and y'all was riding on a real high wave, you know, popularity-wise, fan-wise. I think as far as a debut album, for it to be a classic, I mean, not too many rappers get a chance to do that, especially groups. So,
right.
You know what I mean? I know y'all did a lot of work, dropped some B-sides in Japan and things like that. How did some of that work come about?
Peace.
What's going on, baby? How you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
That's a beautiful thing, my man. I actually was just speaking to Chiba about, we just finished talking about Luchini and the remix, and we was talking about some of the work y'all had done overseas and whatnot, and how some of that came about.
Okay.
And he was basically just, you know, putting me on to it, letting me know everything that was going on. You know, we spoke about the first album, the feel of it, the visual of it, you know, how it's classic, timeless piece. And, I, you know, we was going to get into, you know, some of the other works that came after the first album. And, you know, I know there was some B-side action that was going on. I was trying to, you know, get some understanding about that.
Well, yeah, you know, like, the label came out on, like, probably the most labelless situation we have been in label-wise. You know what I mean? Where you get someone consistent base. But it was just funny that soon as pretty much Blue and everybody, once everything probably happened for us, the label started to, you know what I mean? So, you know. And a lot of people don't know also about the Less Than Again, 2002. I don't know if y'all spoke about that or not.
Now we was right about to get into that. You know, I just was trying to speak on, you know, some of the singles. Y'all done some work in Japan, I believe. So, you know,
we've been touring over there since.
Yeah, I mean, can you give us a
really, really dope.
Can you just give us a little maybe an understanding of how different it is over there?
What's their love for the real hip hop? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't where, like, okay, you know, KRS coming to perform, or, you know, have a record out in his. I ain't going to see him. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what? You know what I'm saying? That's KRS. You know what I'm saying? What you talking about? I don't care if he ain't have a record out in 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, KRS. This is just, you know what I mean? As, you know, that's how it is over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, a group come to play a spot, or whoever that they ain't hear from it, come and play a spot. I was like, you know, straight commercial has whatever case may be, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever they have.
Yeah, the American fans is definitely much more fickle, a much quicker audience. You know what I mean? Here today, gone tomorrow is they.
Right. Whereas, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you go over there and it's just like the first, you know, like, it's really good.
With the Let's Do It Again, you know, it's a new, fresh look for Camp Low. Y'all back on the scene.
That was years ago when we leaked that out. I was on some independent, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I forgot how many units it moved, but it did some decent numbers. And pretty much got out of that little situation, hopped into another little situation. The only reason why we did that one was a partnership type of thing.
Right.
And we released a book called Gotcha last year that caught a lot of major label interest, as well as independent labels and shit. Now we just pretty much fishing through the offers and seeing where we gonna most be comfortable, because, like, you know, being on a indie, which we started out on the profile, and then after that, you know, we was on Alistair, which is the difference between the two is, like, they really pay attention to you more on the indie, you know what I mean? Like more priority. But obviously the major is a bigger machine and can push the record better. You know what I'm saying? But they got to worry about so many other artists that, you know, you don't get the attention like me. Like, if you want to end it, it should be more like it was when we first, you know, did Uptown Saturday.
I mean, so at this point,
Alistair, especially when we went over there, Clive Davis was leaving. I mean, it was real chaotic over there, being
so. Right, right.
I mean, that's like the little whatever, you know, the indie, pay more attention, the major, bigger money, bigger machine.
Right, I mean. So at this point, what would be the best situation for Camp Low? I mean, y'all have gone the somewhat major route, you know.
Like, I think we, you know what I'm saying, we going to land the situation that is comfortable for us, in the sense that we get to be who we are, do the music we love to do, control our own, you know,
right,
situation. But at the same time, it get major and massive attention, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And you know,
I mean, so what is going to be the approach, you know, this time around? Because,
well, musically, we only evolved in, you know, in our craft, you know what I'm saying? Like, cats ain't deviate from who they are, you know, we still, you know, still who we are throughout the years, but right. Just, you know, like I said, evolved with it. And but business wise, man, that's really, really all it boils down to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You could be one of the most talented cats in the world, man, but if your business shit ain't situated like, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that definitely. I mean, that's what that's more important almost in the music sometimes nowadays. You unfortunately, know? You know. But I mean, what, you know, at this point, who would y'all like to work with, or who do you have upcoming? You know what I mean? Because every time y'all seem to work with somebody fresh and somebody new. So who can we look forward to Camp Low working with, possibly bringing to our attention? You know what I'm saying?
Right now, I don't know if he told you now, but we're in the studio right now as we speak with Knife.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, as we speak right now, we just banged out a joint with Knife Wonder, and we're going to be doing something. There's a lot more to come with him. And
I mean, that's beautiful right there. Knife is definitely on top of his game right now. You know what I mean?
Knife is really, really dope, man. Really dope.
Definitely. As far as, you know, hip-hop in general, you know, how would y'all say is different than when y'all, because y'all came in the game basically 10 years ago, you know, as far as being, you know, video-wise and things like that, dropped a classic. How would you compare the game, you know, to maybe somebody who's not as up on it as they should
like,
be?
Right now, it's like, it ain't no estimate, and like, everything is what it is.
Right.
You know, I'm quite sure it's coming from somebody's heart, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I can't say it ain't, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I can say when we came out, definitely lyrics and, you know, having something to say and just saying it with such a grace was so, you know, it was just it. Like, everybody, like, was just going so hard around that time to be the most creative and come up with the most dynamic shit. And this is where right now it's like, oh, let me say this on the record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like,
it ain't
no creativity right now.
Yeah. Definitely it's more, you know, niggas just putting kind of some BS out there and relying on the producer.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just putting anything. And like, man, it was records growing up that was fun and dope too. Like, Hump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we did grow up on records that was fun too. You know what I'm saying? But some shit just flat out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even, like.
Nah, I mean, I know what you're saying. I definitely understand what you're saying. And I see how you respect another cat, and that's real too. You know what I'm saying? I know that y'all recently was up. I believe y'all was in the studio with Who Kid, from what I understand. You know, on the radio show. Can you let us know how that went down?
Yeah, that was dope. We was real happy to know that that Who Kid, you know, dug our music, and we was just real excited to be on his show, man. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? So I gotta have a couple of drinks, and a couple of drinks led to a couple more, and then, you know, landing led to a little bit of other shit.
Right.
So by the time I got to his show, B, I was just like really gone, fam.
Yeah.
I was just like, I was there, but I wasn't there, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
definitely.
And then I bought some music, and the CD just so happened to be smashed, and I really want to hear it. I really wanted him to hear the new shit we was doing. You know what I'm saying? But it was still a dope experience, though. I was just happy we had got to meet. And like I said, that, you know, he did catch, but he definitely dig where he coming from. So.
Nah, yeah, that's a good look, man. I know that's a real fan base right there that could appreciate y'all's music. You know what I mean? It seems like a lot of the music they rhyme to, you know, has some of a similar soul feeling. You know what I mean? But the style, you know, I think something that a lot of cats miss nowadays is the style that y'all bring to the game. You know what I mean? Y'all still have the swagger. Y'all still have, you know, the voice and the looks, and just y'all not putting on for nobody. Y'all are who y'all are, and you know, that's what makes y'all different. But it's appreciated too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, so at the same time, you know, cats seem to just be clones nowadays, and they seem to be coming out of, you know, a factory on some cookie cutter type stuff. Why do you think, you know, maybe outside of some major label direction, people are finding it harder to really be who they are?
Maybe they sit around themselves but ain't being honest.
Right.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Like,
niggas got yes men around them a lot.
You know, like, somebody's gonna let me know, yo, Sway, that ain't right there, B. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not y'all. That's not whatever the case may be. And it's like, I don't know why we in this state we in, but I feel like shit is on a comeback, B, in terms of authentic shit. And with Jay-Z and Nas coming together, and, you know, that right there is a sign. And, you know, you got Chad, like, Kanye, Post, you know what I'm saying? Common niggas, you know, quality niggas is on. You know what I mean?
I mean, I know at one point y'all was Native Tongue affiliated, and you still may be. I'm not sure exactly. But could you speak on that and maybe how that came about and, you know, some of the experiences it created?
I ran into Mike G since I've been out. We're about to hop in the lab with them, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's forever.
Right. I mean,
Mike G down here, you know what I'm saying, about to do something with him, we had a show in San Francisco with De La, Tribe, Ali. Like, yo, that was a dope bill. Like, it was a bill that I was just so privileged to be on. You know what I'm saying? But we ran into Tip and all when we out there, so we're about to get some shit done with Tip, Jungle, you know what I'm saying? De La, we going.
I mean, that's a beautiful thing right there. That's, like you said, that's a return of that authentic shit. That's the shit that a lot of people been missing and wanting. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a lot of good, you know, a lot of positive things that you said, man. And you know, definitely, I know that DC has always been supporting you guys.
Yeah, yo, that's like fucking home right there. Because they actually, DC actually broke our first two records. They broke Cooley High. They broke Latini, man.
Right.
Our records actually broke there first, man. But it actually broke there, and then it went further south.
Now, are y'all based right now? Are y'all still based in New York, or is it? I think I remember something. I saw the Let's Do It Again was maybe out of Richmond, and heard something about North Carolina. So y'all kind of down south.
Yeah, our last few years recording band out.
Right, and I mean, has that influenced y'all's music, y'all's style, you know, or
we commute, you know what I'm saying? So we always home.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? We always home, so, but it does have its, you know, little seasoning, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like some extra spices accumulated that we can now, you know, sprinkle on the music and shit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I'm sure that helped, you know, birth a relationship with Ninth Wonder and some of his cats. But, you know, I just definitely feel like, you know, when y'all get back in the game, it's going to be something, because y'all never left, but when y'all claim the spot, it's definitely going to be something that people are going to enjoy and they're going to, you know, appreciate. I think that's the most important thing nowadays is people can like it, but they can like it for the wrong reasons, whereas I think when your music is appreciated and it's felt, you know, I was talking to Chiba earlier. I said, when you hear that Luchini, you close your eyes. You can roll the windows down. You get a feeling. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of the music that y'all create is a lot of feeling. And, you know, it takes you to a certain place. And, you know, right now the music ain't taking you nowhere. You know what I mean? It's taking cats to the hospital, so. You know what I'm saying?
That's why, you know, cats feel even more, like, you know, just invigorated, you know, like, I mean, like, we know it's always been time that really, really needed something, but, like, they really need some good shit right now, man.
Right.
And we hella excited to bring it to them, fam.
Definitely, fam. Well, I know y'all some busy cats. I know studio time's expensive. I've paid for it myself, you know. I definitely want
to. We appreciate you taking the time out, man. For real, to do this shit. It's love for us, baby.
Nah, it's definitely love here. Like, I'm 10 years deep, Camp Low fan. You know what I mean? I mean, I got singles and B-sides and all that. So, you know, we spoke about remixes and everything with Chiba. So, definitely Sway, man. Let Chiba know we appreciate the opportunity. You know what I mean? We're going to be looking forward to that piece of the action. You know, as soon as that drops.
Yeah, bro. And, yo, it's a whole bunch of shit to come, too, man. Like, for real. Mixtapes and all of that. But I got your info, so I'm going to definitely let you know what's good.
Yeah, man, please get us posted, man. We're trying to break that internet, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, the whole East Coast. You know what I mean? You definitely got, you know, some people here that's behind y'all 100%. So just keep us posted, man.
I appreciate that, love.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate it right back. And, you know, whenever you need us, man, you know, just get at us. And, you know, we're right there for y'all, man.
I got you, dog. I'm meeting you real soon with some info, man.
Okay, yeah, get that to us as soon as possible, and we'll get that out, man.
All right, man.
Okay, y'all, have a cool day.
Yeah, baby.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Dividends, Beamers, buggies with lizard skin. All I get is nagging, no affection, no passion. What happened is celebrating, phone sex masturbating. Late night never fail, long distance conversating. Been met the parents, plus I bonded with the family. So why I keep falling in insanity? And how can it be you asking me to choose between my music and you? This is something I never imagined we would be going through.
Tell me how you make a pimp cry, how you got the pearlies spent around your neck, girl. How you make me spin sheen, make me carry four. Show it to my chief crooks, said I'm off my best lean. Man, you off the meat hook. How you make them say that? And you know I don't care. How you want the meanest magazine style in the mohair? How you the best ever? How could I ever cheat and smile at you? Gotcha.
Oh, 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 I gotcha. Need to love. You got me caught up in between.
This ain't no carousel ride, but this is my first plea, and this is my last cry. She worse than paparazzi, probably bugging my hirachis. Wanna listen and watch me, why don't you just trust me and love me? Let me tell you my secrets and show you all of my gratitude. I'm doing this for us, so you should dead the attitude. We said we will always sip Zay till we old and gray, and maybe one day have a wedding bouquet.
I'm in a four-seater, Maglina, Cadillac doors, four Ninas, track Sheba, see me speed off. Why? Magic is magic.
What is she? Why?
Romantic's romantic.
Might catch me on the fly.
But not here, not now. Meet me on the blue cloud of love. Red cloud of passion. Mac Chiba fashion. His and her mix. His and her watches. She and his cash.
Oh, 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 I gotcha. Need to love. You got me caught up in between.
Steady shooting up my movie. Why she thinks she always gonna catch me with some groupies? I can't help it if women wanna pursue me, but it's you that soothe me. They just wanna use me.
I took a tiptoe blindfold, walking through the cascade. It's me and her world. We gon' live it to the last day. She at the top of my list for the diamond race, plus for the diamond lace, diamonds on a ring.
Oh, 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 I gotcha. Need to love. You got me caught up in between. Please, hear my plea.